Marcus Semien hit a one-out solo home run in the bottom of the eighth inning on Friday night as the Reds kicked off their six-game road trip by losing to the Texas Rangers 2-1. It was a good night for both starters. Nathan Eovaldi pitched six innings of three-hit, one-run baseball for Texas. Graham Ashcraft was equal to the task. He pitched six and a third innings. His only mistake was a solo home run by Evan Carter in the second. Lucas Sims got the final two outs of the seventh inning with a man on second base, but then he came back and gave up the homer to Semien in the eighth. The Reds scored their only run in the first inning without a base hit. Ellie De La Cruz and Spencer Steer both walked. De La Cruz moved to third on a fly ball, and then they pulled off a double steal with De La Cruz crossing the plate. Time to get some final thoughts on the game from Tommy Thrall and Jeff Brantley.
Thanks, Ed. Tough one tonight, Cowboy. You look at the way the Reds played in this ballgame. Some great defense behind Graham Ashcraft, who threw the ball well, and we talked about getting through that lineup a third time. He did that, for the most part, pitching into the seventh inning of this ballgame and worked around quite a few hits that the Rangers scattered against him.
Yeah, I thought Ashcraft did a great job, especially against a lineup that is a bunch of veteran hitters that are, well, they've got the brass ring from last year, and tough hitters, even though their numbers would not suggest such, they're still tough hitters. And he really had, as you mentioned, every single inning where there was somebody on base and he had to pitch around trouble and was still able to do so.
Another night where the Reds struggled to come up with the big hit. That's something that has eluded this team a little bit here lately.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that you try not to make too much of it in the grand scheme of things, even though everybody in that dugout and in that locker room, they realize that they're one hit away from winning a lot of ball games. That's a positive in one sense of the imagination, and then in another, it's something that you have to improve upon. And I think as you move forward and some of these guys start to get their rhythm down, those hits will come.
Reds come up short tonight. Final score 2-1 here in Arlington. Yid, back to you.
Thank you, Tommy. Back with highlights right after this. The Reds lost to the Rangers Friday night 2-1, and now to the highlights. The Reds manufactured a run off Texas starter Nathan Eovaldi in the top of the first. With one out, Ellie De La Cruz walked, Spencer Steer walked. De La Cruz moved to third when Christian Encarnacion Strand hit a fly ball to right field. Then with Tyler Stevenson at the plate, Steer took off for second base.
Here is Tyler Stevenson, first and third. The pitch, there goes Steer. They will throw through down to second, and it's into center field. Steer's around second on his way to third. The throw there, safe! De La Cruz scores, and the Reds have struck first without a hit.
The Rangers tied the game in the bottom of the second when left fielder Evan Carter came to the plate against Reds starter Graham Ashcraft.
Ashcraft is ready. He deals, and the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air and hit well. Deep right center field. Back goes Benson. He looks up at the wall, and it's gone into the Rangers' bullpen. One thing you need to know about Globe Life Field here in Texas: if you get it out, you earned it. Carter got all of that.
After he gave up the run in the top of the first, Nathan Eovaldi pretty much kept the Reds in check through six innings on the mound. Spencer Steer singled in the third, Jonathan India singled in the fourth, and again in the sixth, but he was forced at second base both times. Jacob Latt set the Reds down in order in the seventh. Jose Leclerc did the same in the eighth. After he gave up the home run in the second inning, Ashcraft retired the next three batters. He gave up a leadoff double in the third, but retired the next three batters again. A double play erased a one-out hit in the fourth inning. He stranded a runner in the fifth. He gave up a leadoff single in the sixth to Corey Seager, but a double play took care of Seager. Ashcraft came back out for the seventh. He got Evan Carter to ground out, but Josh Smith doubled to right, and that was all for Graham Ashcraft. Lucas Sims replaced Ashcraft. He struck out Wyatt Langford and then ended the threat against Jonah Heim.
Sims to the plate. This ball roped to right center field, but Benson moving that way, and Fairchild cuts in front of him at the last second to make the catch.
Here's the pitching line on Graham Ashcraft, a pretty good one. Six and a third innings, seven hits, one run earned, no walks, three strikeouts, a home run, 89 pitches, 62 of those four strikes. Sims came back out for the bottom of the eighth. He retired the first batter on a ground ball, but then had to face leadoff man Marcus Semien.
The 1-1. This ball's cranked, left field, deep, down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. It's fair, it's gone. 2-1 Rangers.
Kirby Yates came out to pitch the top of the ninth for Texas. He struck out Jonathan India. He struck out Jamer Candelario and then ended the game against pinch hitter Nick Martini.
And the pitch swung on, hit in the air to right. Moving toward the line is Garcia. He's under it, and he's got it. And that's all. Reds fall 2-1 to the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington tonight to kick off this three-game series.
Reds lose 2-1. Here are the totals for Texas. 2 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, 4 left on base. Cincinnati, 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. They stranded 7. Leclerc, the winner, 2-2. Sims, the loser, 1-1. Yates, save number 4. Home runs in the game, none for Cincinnati. For Texas, Carter, number 5, and Semien, number 4. 2 hours and 21 minutes, 28,396 on hand in Texas. With the victory, the Rangers are now 14-13. The Reds fall to 14-12 with the defeat. Saturday afternoon, it's game 2 of the 3-game series. Right-hander Hunter Green goes to the mound for the Reds. He's 0-2 with a 4.55 ERA. Right-hander and former Red Michael Lorenzen goes to the mound for Texas. He's 2-0, his ERA 2.45. We're on the air with the pregame show beginning at 3:35. First pitch is scheduled for 4:05. And once again, the final score on Friday night, the Rangers beat the Reds 2-1. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.